So today we are reading from the first canto, ninth chapter, text number 30.
Srimad Bhagavatam.
Et täna me loeme Srimad Bhagavatamist esimesest laulust 9. peatükist 30. versi.
Om namo Bhagavate Vasudevaya.
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 Tada
upasanghritya
dhira sahasrani vimukta sangam mana adipuruṣe
krishne
lasat
Lasat
Pita
Pate
Chatur
Bhuje
Pura
Stite
Amilita
Drik
Vyadharayat
Tadopasanghritya
Gira Sahasranir Vimukta sangam mada adi puruṣe
Vimukta sangam mada adi puruṣe
Krishne lasat pita pate chatur bhuje
Krishne lasat pita pate chatur bhuje
Purastite milita drig vyadharayat
Purastite milita drig
Tada.
Tada!
At that time, upasanghritya, withdrawing, gira, speech, sahasrani, Bhishmadev, who was expert in thousands of sciences and arts, Vimukta
Sangam,
completely freed from everything else.
Mana,
mind,
Adipuruṣe,
unto the original personality of Godhead. Krishne, unto Krishna. Lasat Pita Pate,
decorated with yellow garments.
Chatur Bhuje,
unto the four-handed original Narayan.
Pura,
just before,
Stite,
standing,
Amilita,
widespread,
Drik,
vision,
Vyadharayat,
fixed.
Translation and purport by His Divine Grace, Srila Prabhupada. Thereupon, that man who spoke on different subjects with thousands of meanings and who fought on thousands of battlefields and protected thousands of men stopped speaking and being completely freed from all bondage withdrew his mind from everything else and fixed his wide open eyes upon the original personality of Godhead Sri Krishna, who stood before him, four-handed, dressed in yellow garments that glittered and shined. Purport. In the momentous hour of leaving his material body, Bhishmadev set the glorious example concerning the important function of the human form of life. The subject matter, which attracts the dying man, becomes the beginning of his next life. Therefore, if one is absorbed in thoughts of the Supreme Lord Krishna, he is sure to go back to Godhead without any doubt. This is confirmed in the Bhagavad Gita 8:15. And whoever at the time of death quits his body, remembering me alone, at once attains my nature, of this there is no doubt. Are all those verses given in that purport?
Kas kõik need väsid on selles selgituses antud?
Mis mõttes?
Whatever state of being one remembers when he quits his body, that state he will attain without fail. So you're translating?
Okay. Yes, I thought that maybe you can finish the whole translation
okay.
Interpret. And then
all right. Therefore, Arjuna, you should always think of me in the form of Krishna. At the same time, carry out your prescribed duty of fighting. With your activities dedicated to me and your mind and intelligence fixed on me, you will attain me without doubt. He who meditates on the Supreme Personality of Godhead, his mind constantly engaged in remembering me, undeviated from the path, he, O Partha, Arjuna, is sure to reach me. One should meditate upon the Supreme Person, as the one who knows everything, as he who is the oldest, who is the controller, who is smaller than the smallest, who is the maintainer of everything, who is beyond all material conception, who is inconceivable, and who is always a person. He is luminous like the sun, and being transcendental, he is beyond this material nature. One who at the time of death fixes his life air between the eyebrows and in full devotion engages himself in remembering the Supreme Lord will certainly attain to the Supreme Personality of Godhead. Persons learned in the Vedas who utter Omkara and who are great sages in the renounced order enter into Brahman. Desiring such perfection, one practices celibacy. I shall now explain to you this process by which one may attain salvation. The yogic situation is that of detachment from all sensual engagements, closing all the doors of the senses and fixing the mind on the heart and the life air, the top of the head. One establishes himself in yoga. After being situated in this yoga practice and vibrating the sacred syllable Om, the supreme combination of letters, if one thinks of the Supreme Personality of Godhead and quits his body, he will certainly reach the spiritual planets. For one who remembers me without deviation, I am easy to obtain, O son of Prita, because of his constant engagement in devotional service. After attaining me, the great souls who are yogis in devotion never return to this temporary world which is full of miseries because they have attained the highest perfection. Sri Bhishma Dev attained the perfection of quitting his body at will and was fortunate enough to have Lord Krishna, the object of his attention, personally present at the time of death. He therefore fixed his open eyes upon him. He wanted to see Sri Krishna for a long time out of his spontaneous love for him. Because he was a pure devotee, he had very little to do with the detailed performance of yogic principles. Since bhakti yoga is enough to bring about perfection, therefore, the ardent desire of Bhishma Dev was to see the person of Lord Krishna, the most lovable object. And by the grace of the Lord, Sri Bhishma Dev had this opportunity at the last stage of his breathing. Om Ajnana Timurandasyam Gananjana Shalakaya Shakshurum Militam Yena Tasmai Shri Gurave Namah Shri Chaitanya Manobishtam Stapitam Yena Bhutale Svayam Rupaka Dhamayam Dadati Svapatantikam. So Sri Bhishma Dev is our spiritual master.
Niisis on Sri Bhishma Deva meie vaimne õpetaja.
Because he is teaching us how to leave the body.
Mis ta õpetab meile, kuidas lahkuda kehast?
In a state of consciousness known as Krishna consciousness.
teaduse tasandil, mida nimetatakse Krishna teaduseks.
We have to take his teaching very seriously.
Peame võtma tema õpetust väga tõsiselt.
Very, very seriously.
Väga, väga tõsiselt.
Why is that?
Miks see on nii?
Because we can die at any minute.
Sest me võime iga hetk surra.
People are dying every day.
Inimesed surevad iga päev.
Old people are dying.
Vanad inimesed surevad.
Middle-aged people are dying.
Keskes inimesed surevad.
Young people are dying.
Noored inimesed surevad.
Even little babies are dying.
Isegi väikesed lapsed surevad.
So we do not know, we can die at any minute.
Seega me teame, me iga hetk surra.
Therefore we have to take very seriously this teaching of Bhishma Dev.
Seega peame selle Bhishma Dev õpetust väga tõsiselt võtma.
How to die in Krishna consciousness.
Kuidas surra Krishna teaduses?
Bhishma Dev was very fortunate. At the time of his death, Krishna was standing before him.
Bhishma Dev oli väga õnnistatud, et tema surma hetkel seisis Krishna ees.
So someone may argue, well, for Bhishma, it was easy to be Krishna conscious.
Mõni võib vaielda ja öelda, et võtja, Bhishmal oli väga lihtne olla Krishna teaduses.
Because Krishna was standing there.
Siis Krishna seisis seal.
But what about me?
Aga kuidas on minuga?
Krishna, I've never even seen Krishna with my eyes.
Ma pole oma silmadega mitte kunagi Krishnat näinud.
In this lifetime that I can remember.
Selles elus nii palju, kui ma mäletan.
Of course, previously we have all seen Krishna.
Aga enne oleme tegelikult kõik näinud Krishnat.
Before we left the spiritual world,
enne kui me lahkusime vaidsest maailmast,
we certainly saw Krishna.
Me kindlasti nägime Krishnat.
But since we have been caught up in this karma chakra, we have totally forgotten Krishna.
Aga kuna me oleme kinnises karma chakras, siis me oleme täielikult unustanud Krishna.
And because at the end of every life, we have not died in Krishna consciousness.
Ja kuna iga elu lõpus, me ei ole surnud Krishna teaduses.
We have been forced to take birth again.
Oleme sunnitud uuesti sündima.
But even now we are finding it difficult to fix our mind on Krishna.
Isegi nüüd leiame, et on väga raske keskenduda oma mõistus
Krishnale. We sit in the Srimad Bhagavatam class.
Et me istume Srimad Bhagavatami loengus.
And our mind goes wandering somewhere else.
Ja meie mõistus läheb hoopis kuhugi mujale.
Isn't it a fact?
Kas see on fakt?
I'm asking you.
Küsin sinult.
Because I'm seeing that your mind was wandering.
Mis ma näen, et sinu mõistus rändab.
You weren't even here. You went over. You crossed the street.
Sa polnud isegi siin, sa olid üle tee.
So.
Seega.
We have to learn how to bring the mind under control.
Kuidas õppida mõistus kontrollima?
How to fix it in Krishna consciousness?
Kuidas kinnitada see Krishna teadusesse?
Because if it's not fixed in Krishna consciousness.
Sest kui see ei ole kinnitatud Krishna teaduses.
And you leave the body at that time.
Ja kui sel hetkel lahkud kehast.
It's like across the street there's a sign bear.
Nagu üle tee, seal on ka siuke silt nagu karu õlu.
So during the Bhagavatam class you're meditating on that bear.
Nii et selle Bhagavatami loengu ajal mediteerid sa sellele karule.
And then somehow you leave your body at that minute.
Ja kuidagi sellel hetkel sa jätad oma keha.
You can understand what kind of body you will take.
Siis sa saad aru, mis keha sa saad.
You will become a bear.
Sa saad karuks.
So, we may laugh, but actually it is not funny thing to become a bear.
Võime naerda, aga tegelikult karuks saamine tuleb naljakas asi.
They have suffered in the cold winter with no heat.
Peab külmas talves ilma kütteta kannatama.
And the hunters are very fond to go and shoot the bear to get their nice skin and sell it for big money.
Ja sajad inimesed on valmis minema ja tapma seda karu, et saada seda nahka.
So being a bear is a very, very fearful state of existence.
Nii et tegelikult on väga kohutav eksistents olev aru.
So the point is, we have to fix the mind on Krishna.
Nii et mõte on see, et me peame keskendama oma mõte Krishnale.
So that when death actually comes,
nii et siis, kui surm tegelikult ka tuleb,
we will be properly prepared for that.
Oleme selleks õieti valmistunud.
So the word is practice.
Nii et mõte on praktikas.
Yato yato nishchalati manas chanchalam astiram tatastato nayam yaitad atmanya yuvasangni. From whatever or wherever the mind wanders.
Ükskõik kus või kuhu mõistus ka eksab.
Due to its flickering and unsteady nature.
Oma rahutu loomuse tõttu.
One must simply withdraw it and bring it back under the control of the self.
Peab selle lihtsalt võtma ja tagasi tõmbama oma kontrolli alla.
So this is called the yoga of the mind.
Seda kutsutakse mõistuse joogaks.
Mana yoga.
Mana yoga.
How to keep the mind fixed.
Kuidas hoida mõistus keskend.
Actually, the Hatha yoga system given in the Vedas.
Tegelikult Hatha yoga süsteem, mis on antud Vedades.
And as expounded by Patanjali in the Yoga Sutra.
Ja kinnitatud Patanjali poolt Yoga Sutrates.
Is for the specific purpose of bringing the mind under control.
On just selle eesmärgiga, et tuua mõistus kontrolli alla.
There are so many asanas.
Seal on nii palju asaneid poose.
There are the breathing exercises.
Seal on hingamisharjutused.
There are the rules that you must, the things you must do, and also the things you must avoid.
Seal on ka reeglid, et asjad, mida sa pead tegema, mida sa ei pea tegema.
Yam, niyam, asana, pranayama, pratyahara, and this way, the eightfold path of yoga.
Nii et läbi selle kaheksaastmeline yoga süsteem.
Is for the ultimate purpose of fixing the mind solidly on one point.
Oma lõpliku eesmärki, et ühele kindlale objektile mõistus keskendada.
Namely Krishna or Vishnu.
Nimelt Krishnale ehk Vishnule.
An interesting point in this particular verse today is that
et huvitav asi selle värsi juures täna on.
Some people say, well, Vishnu is the original form of God, and the four-armed Vishnu, and Krishna is his expansion.
Et mõned inimesed ütlevad, et neljakäeline Vishnu on tegelikult algne Jumala vorm, et Krishna on tema ekspansioon.
Of course, that's not true, we know from the authorized scriptures that the original form of God is the two-armed form.
Muidugi see ei ole tegelikult tõsi, sellepärast, et pühakirjades me teame, et kahekäeline kuju on tegelikult algne.
And we know that the four-armed form is an expansion of the original two-armed form.
Ja me tegelikult teame, et neljakäeline on lihtsalt kahekäelise ekspansioon.
But here we see that the original Krishna, it's directly stated here in the Sanskrit language, Krishna, Adipurusha Krishna. So the original person Krishna is standing in front of him.
Kui siin me näeme, et Krishna algne isiksus seisab tema ees.
How is he standing in front of him?
Aga kuidas ta tema ees seisab?
Chaturbhuja, with four hands.
Nelja käega.
He's not being called Vishnu.
Teda ei kutsuta Vishnuks.
He's being called Krishna.
Teda kutsutakse Krishnaks.
And he's standing, Krishna is standing there with four arms.
Ja Krishna seisab seal nelja käega.
So,
seega.
They cannot say that Krishna, that there's some difference that, they really cannot establish the case that that Vishnu is somehow the original Supreme Lord and Krishna is an expansion from him.
Tegelikult nad ei saa kuidagi kinnitada seda, et Vishnu on algne isiksus ja Krishna tema ekspansioon.
That original Krishna has two arms and whatever he chooses to, he can manifest another two arms.
Ja algsel Krishna kujul on kaks kätt ja kui ta tahab, võib ta kaks kätt ka juurde kasutada.
That is not difficult. He can manifest 1,000 arms if he wants to.
Ja kui ta tahab, võib ta ka 1000 kätt juurde endale tekitada.
So anyway,
seega,
Krishna has spoken these wonderful verses in the 8th chapter of the Bhagavad Gita, which Prabhupada has so nicely quoted here.
Nii et need, mida Prabhupada on väga ilusti siin tsiteerinud, need värsid 8. peatükist, kus Krishna räägib.
Emphasizing again and again and again how important it is to fix the mind on Krishna.
Rõhutab uuesti seda, et kui oluline on oma mõistuse keskendamine Krishnale.
So what is the difficulty? Why you cannot keep your minds fixed on Krishna? What is the problem?
Nüüd, milles on probleem? Miks ei saa oma mõistust keskendada Krishnale?
That you have to understand why you're not able to keep your mind fixed on
Krishna. Nüüd, sellest peab aru saama, et miks ei saa keskendada oma mõistust?
It is desire for sense gratification.
Selleks on soov meeleliste naunikute järele.
Actually, it is lust.
Tegelikult on see iha.
Because of lust, we cannot keep our mind fixed on Krishna.
Ja iha tõttu me ei suuda keskenduda Krishnale.
Lust means the desire to enjoy independently.
Ja iha tähendab soovi nautida üksinda.
Instead of deriving our happiness from rendering service to the Lord,
ilma, et me teeniksime Jumalat.
We want that things should be arranged for our service.
tahame, et hoopis asjad oleks nii korraldada, et meid teenitaks.
We think, yes, if I can be served very nicely, then I will be happy.
Ma mõtlen, et jah, et kui mind väga hästi teenitakse, siis ma olen õnnelik.
But that is actually a lustful position.
Aga see on tegelikult väga iha täis positsioon.
It means that one is trying to take the position of God.
See tegelikult tähendab, et inimene tahab võtta Jumala positsiooni.
We are not meant to be the enjoyers.
Me ei ole mõeldud nautijateks.
We are meant to be the enjoyed.
Me ei ole mõeldud nauditavateks.
In Sanskrit language it is called Purusha and Prakriti.
Sanskriti keeles nimetatakse seda Purusha ja Prakriti.
Purusha means male and Prakriti means female.
Purusha tähendab mees ja Prakriti tähendab naine.
Actually, even in India, that is still, in Hindi, it is still like that.
Ja Indias on siisigi praegu nii.
When we are on our way from Delhi to Vrindavan in the taxi cab.
Et kui me taksaga sõitsime Vrindavanas Delhisse.
We stopped to get some gasoline for the car.
Peatsime, et võtta tankida.
And I needed to use the restroom.
Ja mul oli vaja kasutada tualetti.
So I went and I saw there was two restrooms.
Ja ma läksin ja vaatasin, seal oli kaks tualett.
And I had to figure out which one I was supposed to go into.
Ja ma mõtlesin, et kumba ma pean minema.
There was no universal symbol of, you know, like in most airports they have, you know, someone with pants and someone with a dress, so you know which one is male and female.
Et seal ei olnud mitte ühtegi sellist rahvusvahelist sümbolit, et nagu lennujaamas on niimoodi, et saad kohe aru saada, et seal on üks on nagu püksis, teine on nagu kleidis.
But there was no universal symbol on the Indian bathrooms there.
Aga seal India toalettidel ei olnud mitte mingisugust universaalset sümbolit.
All they had was the Devanagari script.
Ainult kasi, mis neil oli Devanagari kiri.
Since I had studied a little Sanskrit, I could make out a little bit of the Devanagari.
Nii et kui ma olen sarsti natuke õppinud, siis ma saan sellest aru.
So I looked at it and one side said Purusha.
Ja ma olen, et üks pool ütles Purusha.
The other side said Prakriti.
Teine pool ütles Prakriti.
So even in modern day India that is still used for male and female.
Et isegi tänapäeva Indias kasutatakse seda.
Actually these are original terms in Sanskrit language. Purusha and Prakriti.
Ja need on tegelikult algselt sanskriti mõisted.
Actually even though in this world we are designated as male or female.
Isegi selles maailmas me oleme määratletud kui mees ja naine.
In the highest spiritual sense.
Kõrgemas vaimses mõttes.
There is only one Purusha, only one male, and that is Krishna.
On tegelikult ainult üks Purusha, üks mees ja see on Krishna.
And everyone else is female or Prakriti.
Ja kõik teised on tegelikult naisoost ehk Prakriti.
So actually we are all females.
Me oleme tegelikult kõik naised.
And it is our duty to serve the supreme male, Krishna.
Ja meie kohus on teenida kõige kõrgemat meest ehk Krishnat.
Sometimes people criticize all the Hare Krishna devotees, they're a bunch of male chauvinists.
Ja mõned kritiseerivad, et Hare Krishna on lihtsalt mingisugused meesšovinistid.
But how could that be?
Aga kuidas see saab olla?
Every day at our Tulsi prayers.
Iga päev meie palvetes.
Every day during the Tulsi worship.
Iga päev hommikusel.
Tulsi puja.
So many thousands of men all over the world in the Hare Krishna temples.
Nii paljud mehed üle maailma Hare Krishna templites.
They are begging Vrindadevi that you please make me your female servant.
Nad paluvad, et neid tehtaks naissoost teenijaks.
All these men are begging that in my next lifetime I want to be a female, please.
Kõik need mehed paluvad, et oma järgmise elus nad saaksid olla naine.
Bless me that I can become a dasi.
Palun õnnista mind, et ma saaksin
dasis. Actually, we pray every day.
Iga päev
become dasis in Vrindavan. That's part of our morning worship, the standard part of our morning worship.
Et see on üks osa meie hommikusest teenimisest.
So they cannot say that we are male chauvinists.
Te saad, et me oleme meeschauvinist.
We understand that there is actually one male and one male only, and that is Sri Krishna.
Peame aru saama, et on ainult üks mees ja see on Krishna.
And we are all females and we must serve that supreme male Krishna.
Ja me oleme kõik tegelikult naised ja peame teenima seda ühte kõrgemat meest.
Of course, because we in this material world, some of us have male bodies and some of us have female bodies.
Et kuigi siin materiaalis maailmas mõnel meist on mehe keha, mõnel naise keha.
We have to act accordingly by staying a little separate.
Peame me ikkagi natuke eraldi olema.
So that the unnecessary sexual desires may not be aroused.
et soovimatud seksuaalsed ihade tekiks.
Just like, where do you, in the kitchen, just where do you store the butter?
Et kus hoiate võid?
Do you store it by the flame on the stove?
Kus hoiate seda tule ääres pliidil?
Or do you store it in the refrigerator?
Või hoiate seda külmkapis?
The butter is too close to the flame.
Et kui või on tulele liiga lähedal,
and the butter will melt.
Siis või sulab.
But if you keep it in the refrigerator, then it will stay nice and cool.
Ja kui hoida seda külmkapis, siis see saab hea ja lahe.
So in this way, even though we are all female in relation with Krishna,
et kuigi suhetes Krishna oleme kõik naissoost,
we keep some separation between the male and female bodies.
Hoiame ikkagi mingisuguse eraldatuse mehe ja naise keha vahel.
So that everybody can keep a cool head.
Et kõigil oleks selge pea.
Because if you want to be Krishna conscious,
es kui te tahate olla Krishna teaduses,
you have to have a cool head.
Peate olema selge pea.
If the mind is too disturbed by lusty thoughts,
ja kui mõistus on häiritud iha poolt,
you will not be able to think of Krishna.
Ei saame mõelda Krishnast.
If you have a lusty thought at the time of death,
ja kui teil on surma hetkel
you will take birth again in the material world.
Kui teil on ihatäis mõtted, siis te sünnite uuesti.
If someone dies wanting to enjoy the material body of the opposite sex,
ja veegi surres mõtleb selle, et ta tahab nautida vastassugupoole keha.
Just like if a boy dies thinking of a girl,
nagu poiss näiteks sureb mõeldes tüdrukust,
he will take birth as a girl in his next life.
Siis järgmise elus sünnita kui tüdruk.
If a girl dies thinking of a boy,
ja kui tüdruk sureb mõeldes poisist,
she will become a boy in her next life.
Saab tema järgmise elus hoopis poisiks.
But the point is they're taking birth again in the material world.
Ja mõte on sellest, et nad ikkagi sünnivad materiaalses maailmas.
Therefore, we have to learn how to keep the mind always fixed on Krishna.
Seega peame õppima, kuidas alati hoida oma mõistus keskendunud Krishnale.
Actually, who would want to absorb their mind in a lump of flesh anyway?
Kes tegelikult tahab mingisuguse liha hunnikusse keskenduda?
It gets old.
See jääb vanaks.
It gets sick.
See jääb haigeks.
It has to be taken to the toilet regularly.
See tuleb tihti WC-sse viia.
It has to be bathed regularly or it stinks.
See muidu hakkab haisema, kui seda ei pese tihti.
You see? Who would want to be have their consciousness absorbed in such a disgusting thing?
Kes sellises jubedas asja tahab üldse keskenduda?
Princess Rukmini understood that she didn't wanted her gift her love to no mortal man of this material world, and she could only give her love to Krishna.
Princess Rukmini jõudis sellele arusaamisele, et ta ei taha selles materiaalses maailmas mitte kellegi oma armastust anda.
So we have to learn from Princess Rukmini.
Ja peame Princess Rukmini käest üht-teist õppima.
That our only real object of love should be Krishna.
Et meie ainuke soov peaks olema tahta armastada Krishnat.
Of course, once you give your love to Krishna,
ja muidugi olles andnud oma armastuse Krishnale,
then you become perfect in loving relationship with everyone.
Siis te tegelikult saate kõigiga täiusliku armastusliku suhte.
Because you see, well, here are Krishna's devotees, let me serve them with love.
Siis te näete, et siin on Krishna pühendunud, las ma teenin neid armastuslikult.
Here are the innocent persons that I can tell about Krishna to may help them to become Krishna conscious.
Ja näed, siin on süütud inimesed, kellele ma võin rääkida Krishna, sa aidata neil saada Krishna teaduseks.
And also there are the demons whose company I will avoid.
Ja seal on ka teemonid, kelle suhtlus ma väldin.
So it's not that we give our love to Krishna that now we're not kind to anyone else.
See ole nii, et me anname oma armastuse Krishnale, aga teiste vastu me ei ole lahked.
Of course, that is one level of a devotee.
Muidugi tegelikult see on pühendunud üks tase.
That is called Kanishta Adhikari.
Seda kutsutakse Kanishta Adhikari.
Someone who comes to the temple and they bow down to Krishna.
See selline, kes tuleb templisse ja kummardab Krishna.
But they're very disrespectful to the devotees.
Aga nad on väga ei austa teisi pühendunud.
They are called Kanishta Adhikari.
Ja neid kutsutakse Kanishta Adhikariks.
Materialistic devotee.
Nad on materialistlikud pühendunud.
The devotee who the next level is called Madhyamadhikari. He is a devotee who is he bows down to Krishna, but he lovingly serves the Vaishnavas.
aga teise asme pühendunu ta väga armastuslikult teenib pühendunud ja samas ka kumardab Krishna ees.
Because he sees them as the representatives of Krishna.
Ja sa näeb pühendunud kui Krishna esindajad.
And then the Uttama Adhikari.
Ja siis on Uttama Adhikari.
Is that devotee who is purely absorbing Krishna consciousness.
Kes on pühendunud, kes on täielikult süvenenud Krishna teadvusesse.
Who is completely free of the tendency to criticize others.
Kes on täielikult vaba kalduvusest teisi kritiseerida.
And who is absorbed at every minute in thinking how, planning, thinking and executing how to spread Krishna consciousness all over the world.
Ja kes alati mõtleb ja plaanib, kuidas levitada Krishna teadust üle maailma.
That is called Uttama Adhikari, or the highest level devotee.
Ja seda kutsutakse Uttama Adhikariks, ehk pühendunud kõrgemaks astmeks.
So we are all meant to, first of all, become situated in the Madhyam Adhikari platform.
Et kõigepealt peame kõik saama Madhyam Adhikariks.
And gradually come to the Uttama Adhikari platform.
Ja ühtlaselt jõudma Uttama Adhikari tasandile.
We must not remain Kanishta Adhikari.
Et me ei tohiks jääda Kanishta Adhikariks.
Simply thinking, yes, I want to love Krishna, but we do not learn how to love Krishna devotees.
Et mõeldes, et ma tahan armastada Krishnat, aga mitte tema pühendunud.
Kanishta Adhikari means he's approaching Krishna to fulfill his material desires. That's Kanishta Adhikari.
Kanishta Adhikari tähendab tegelikult seda, et ta läheneb Krishnale ainult sellega, et ta tahab oma materiaalsed soove täita.
God, give me this.
Jumal, anna mulle seda.
God, give me that.
Ja anna mulle toda.
So many things. Give me, give me, give me, give me,
nii,
give me.
Nii ja nii palju asju. Anna mulle, anna mulle, anna mulle.
Such a person may get their material desires fulfilled.
Aga selline inimene võib isegi saada oma materiaalse soovid täidetud.
But you know what they will not get?
Aga teate, mida ta ei saa?
They will not get Krishna.
Nad ei saa Krishnat.
So what is the use of getting all these, as Dhruva says, these, what is the use of getting so many broken pieces of glass?
Ja nagu Dhruva ütleb, et mis kas on saada nii palju neid katkiseid klaasilükke.
When you miss out on getting the rarest gem.
Et kui teile võimalus saada haruldast väriskivi.
In this material world, whatever you may achieve.
See materiaalse maailmas, mida iganest ei või ka saavutada.
Simply a broken piece of glass.
On lihtsalt katkine klaasilükk.
You may become a multi-billionaire.
Te võite saada näiteks multimiljardäriks.
You may become a powerful politician.
Te võite saada võimseks poliitikuks.
You may become a famous movie star.
Te võite saada kuulsaks filmnäitlejaks.
So you may have so many material assets at your disposal.
What?
You may have so much material opulence.
Ah, teil võib olla nii palju materiaalseid võimalusi.
But what is it? It's just a broken piece of glass.
Aga tegelikult see on lihtsalt katkine klaasilükk.
But when you actually come to the platform of Krishna consciousness.
Aga kui te jõuate Krishna teaduse tasandile.
Now you have the rarest gem.
On teil kõige haruldasem väriskivi.
So therefore all of you must make achieving Krishna consciousness the only goal of your life.
Seega te kõik peate tegema oma eesmärgi selle, ainukseks eesmärgiks selle, et saavutada Krishna teadus.
Whatever occupational duties you may have.
Ükskõik millised töökohustused teil ka ei oleks.
You may execute them.
Te võite neid teostada.
But as we discussed last night, they must be executed in such a way as to further your attainment of life's ultimate goal.
Aga nagu me eile õhtul arutasime, peate neid tegevusi niimoodi teostama, et te jõuaksite lähemale oma elu kõrgemale eesmärgile.
If you do not engage your occupational duties for achieving the ultimate goal of life,
ja kui te ei teosta oma tegevusi niimoodi, et saavutada elu kõrgemalt,
then by default you will be engaging them in the other thing, which is,
ja seega vastandada sellele, et te teete neid tegelikult selles mõttes, et
material sense gratification,
et saada materiaalselt meelte rahulust.
There's no middle ground in there.
Et seal pole tegelikult mingit vahemat.
Either it's self-realization,
kas on enese teadustamine,
or it's sense gratification.
Või on see meelte rahuldus.
Now someone may argue, well, Sankarshan Prabhu,
mõni võib vaielda öelda, et Sankarshan Prabhu,
there's another category between bhakta and karmi.
Et seal on bhakta ja karmi vahel veel üks kategooria.
In the middle there are jnanis.
Ja seal keskel on jnanid.
So how you can say it's either self-realization, either realizing Krishna or sense gratification.
Ja kuidas sa saad öelda, et on ainult Krishna teadustamine ja meelte rahuldamine?
Agyani.
Agyani.
Actually, he is simply after subtle sense gratification.
Agyani, on ka tegelikult meelt rahuldamise järgi.
It's subtle sense gratification.
Lihtsalt meelt rahuldamise soovi.
He tried to make it in the business world and he was a failure.
Ta proovis seda ärimaailmas, aga ebaõnnestus.
He tried to make it in the academic world. Again, he was a failure.
Ja proovis seda akadeemilises maailmas, aga uuesti ebaõnnestus.
He tried to make it in politics. He was a failure.
Proovis seda poliitikas, aga ikka ebaõnnestus.
He tried to make it in sports and he was a failure.
Proovis spordis, aga ikka ebaõnnestus.
In so many trades, he tried to be a big man in this material world and he was a failure.
Ja nii paljudes valdkonnades püüdis ta olla võimas inimene, aga ikkagi ebaõnnestus.
So now he is deciding, yes, this material world is false and I am God.
Ja nüüd ta otsustab, et see materiaalne maailm on võlts ja mina olen Jumal.
Simply another way of becoming a big man, that's all.
Aga see on lihtsalt üks teine moodus saada võimseks inimeseks.
So called big man.
Nii öelda võimseks inimeseks.
So actually there is only one liberated position.
Ja tegelikult on olnud üks vaba positsioon.
That is Krishna consciousness.
Ja see on Krishna teadus.
Even though we say that Sayujya Mukti is one of the five kinds of liberation, Sayujya Mukti.
Kuigi võime öelda, et Sayujya Mukti on üks vabanemise astmeid.
That Sayujya Mukti is described in the Srimad Bhagavatam as Vimukti Maninas.
Seda kirjeldada Srimad Bhagavatamas kui Mukti Maninas.
Which means it's actually and a liberation in the mind only. It's imaginary.
Et see on tegelikult ette kujuteldav vabanemine mõistuse tasandil.
Gyanis don't actually get real liberation.
Ja tegelikku vabanemis gyanid ei saavuta.
They just get a shadow of liberation.
Saavad tegelikult lihtsalt vabanemise varju.
For a temporary period of time.
Ainult ajutiseks.
And then
ja siis,
Bhagavatam says, Patanti yadho.
Ja siis ütleb Bhagavatam.
Patanti adho, they fall down.
Patanti adho, nad kukuvad alla.
So they may think they're liberated.
Nad võivad mõelda, et nad on
vabanud. I am completely one now with that supreme.
Ja mõelda, et nad on nüüd kõrgem, aga üks.
Indeed, I am that supreme.
Et ma tõesti olen see kõrgem.
But then they come back again to material sense gratification.
Aga siis nad tulevad tagasi materiaalse meelt rahuldamise.
They once again become entangled in the cycle of birth and death.
Et jäävad uuesti lõksu sünnisurma ahelasse.
Why?
Miks?
Because they did not experience the higher tape.
Sest nad ei kogenud kõrgemat maitset.
Actually, taste is a concomitant factor of the living being. The living being cannot live without taste.
Ja tegelikult elusolend ei saa ilma maitset elada.
Everyone wants taste, everyone wants relationship.
Igaüks tahab suhtus, igaüks tahab maitset.
My godbrother Tamal Krishna Goswami Maharaj.
Minu vaimne vend Tamal Krishna Goswami Maharaj.
Before he came to this movement.
Enne kui ta siia liikumisse tuli.
He was trying to become very, very renounced of this world.
Tahtis väga loobuklikuks saada siin maailmas.
He was living in the forest.
Teras metsas.
Outside of San Francisco.
San Francisco's väljaspool.
And he was eating only brown rice.
Ja sõi ainult pruuni riisi.
And nothing else.
Ja mitte midagi muud.
But then every now and then he just couldn't stand it anymore.
Aga aeg-ajalt ta lihtsalt ei suutnud seda taluda.
He would come into town.
Ja tuli linna.
And go to an ice cream parlor.
Läks jäätise kohvikus.
And he would eat ice cream like anything.
Ja see jäätis nii et väga palju.
So, if you try to live in a position, just renounce, this world is false, I renounce.
Ja kui te üritate elada sellises positsioonis, et see maailm on võlts ja mina olen loobunud kõigest.
After some time you go running to the ice cream parlor.
Siis mingi aja pärast jooksete jäätise kohvikusse.
Because you have not gotten a higher tip.
Siis ta pole saanud kõrgemat maitset.
But when you become fixed in Krishna consciousness.
Aga kui te jõuate Krishna teaduseni.
Then your mind will not keep wandering across the street again and again.
Siis teie mõistus ei eksle üle tänava.
This seal. The fact, if you can actually keep your mind happily fixed in the topics of Krishna, this is a sign that you're making advancement.
Nii et edasijõudmise üks märke on see, kui te suudate keskenduma mõistuse Krishnaga seadud teemadele.
But that your mind keeps going across the street again and again.
Aga mõistus ekseb ikkagi üle tee.
It means you're very much of a neophyte person.
Ja see näeb, et te olete tegelikult väga algaja.
You have to learn how to stay fixed.
Te peate õppima, kuidas saada püsivaks.
Maybe we should close the curtain.
Tule peaksime kardina sulgema.
It might help you.
Võibolla aitab teid.
But it'd be so dark in here. It's nice having the natural light. So you just have to learn how to keep your mind fixed.
Tõesõnaga, sa pead õppima, kuidas oma mõistes keskenduda.
If your mind starts to wander, then just look at the beautiful form of Sri Sri Radhadamodara.
Nii et kui mõistes...
Or look at Sri Sri Gaurinitai.
Ja kui mõistes hakkab eksama, siis vaata jumalusi.
Or look at the Sri Panchatattvat.
Ja vaata Panchatattvat.
You see? They are far more beautiful than anything of this material world.
Nad on ilusam kui mis iganes siin maailmas.
Whenever your mind wanders, you just meditate on the beautiful Sri Panchatattva.
Ja kui mõistus eksleb, siis mediteeri Sri Panchatattvale.
All the beauty of this material world.
Kogu selle materiaalse maailma hiilgus.
And all the beauty of this spiritual world.
Ja kogu maailmse maailma hiilgus.
Exists within the beautiful form of Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu.
Eksisteerib Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu kujus.
So what fool would want to take darshan of any other object besides the beautiful form of Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu?
Nii et kes nii väga rumal oleks, kes tahaks milleski muus mõelda kui Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhust?
Oh. So don't be such a fool.
Et ära ole selline rumal pea.
Become now very, very sober and fixed in Krishna Bhakti.
Sa oled väga, väga kaineks Krishna Bhaktis.
You may say, oh, why is Sankarshan Prabhu embarrassing me in front of everyone?
Sa võid küsida, et miks Sankarshan Prabhu mind kõiges alandab?
Actually, we are simply blessing you.
Aga me tegelikult õnnistame sind.
Actually, Prabhupada one time was chastised in an assembly by Bhakti Siddhanta Sarasvati Thakur.
Ja ükskord ka Bhakti Siddhanta Sarasvati poolt oli ka Prabhupada Prabhupadat kritiseeriti Bhakti Siddhanta Sarasvati poolt Eesti inimeste ees.
And he took it as a great blessing, actually.
Ja ta võttis seda kui tegelikult suurt õnnistust.
So, when sometimes a senior devotee may correct us.
Ja et mõnikord kõrgem pühendunu võib meid korrigeerida.
Instead of being angry or trying to find fault.
Ja mitte, et olla vihane ja otsida viga.
We should think how much I've been blessed.
Peaksime mõtlema, et kui õnnistatud ma olen.
So now we can ask if there's any questions.
Ja võime küsida, kas on mõni engaid küsimusi.
Is it possible for everyone to fix their mind right
now? Everyone?
Yes.
Kas igaüks suudab oma mõistus keskenduda just praegu?
Because everyone is originally the servant of Krishna.
Muidugi, sellepärast, et igaüks on Krishna teenur.
In your natural state of consciousness, the mind naturally, just like the river. What is the river here? You have some river in Estonia. It flows into the Baltic Sea, isn't it? Does it? Or in the Gulf of Finland?
Et see suubub,
anyway, in Latvia you have one river and it flows into the Baltic Sea, isn't it? Yes. So the river naturally flows to the sea.
Jõgi loomulikult suubub merre.
So the mind, according to its original natural tendency, will flow to God.
Et vastavalt oma loomulikule olemusele, mõistus ka suubub Jumalasse.
It's only when we make some artificial arrangement of trying to defy the Lord that our mind then gets diverted somewhere else.
Et kui me mingisuguse kuissiku katsega üritame seda takistada, siis ta võib tõesti kugi maale minna.
So just stop defying the Lord. Stop trying to say, Krishna, why do you think you're the supreme? Don't you realize that I'm the supreme?
Et lõpetage selline mõtlemine, et Krishna, miks sina oled kõrgem? Mina olen kõrgem.
Stop trying to defy the Lord.
Et lõpetage Jumala eitamine.
Just admit, my dear Lord, for so many millions of births, I've defied your authority trying to take your position myself.
Ja tunnistage, et miljoned aastad olen sinu Jumal, ma olen sinu autoriteetsust eitanud ja üritanud sinu positsiooni üle võtta.
And by doing that it got me nowhere but into deeper and darker illusion and anxiety.
Ja seda tehes olen ma aina sügavamal ja sügavamal illusiooni sattunud.
I'm sick and tired of foolishly suffering like this.
Ma olen täiesti väsinud sellest kannatamisest.
So please bless me that I can become sober.
Ja palun õnnista meid, et ma saaksin kaineks.
I can become peaceful.
Ma saaksin rahulikuks.
I can become humble.
Ma saaksin alandlikuks.
And simply absorb myself in your service now.
Ja lihtsalt, et ma saaksin süveneda end sinu teenimisse.
Srila Prabhupada explains that Krishna consciousness.
Srila Prabhupada selgitab, et Krishna teadus
is the original natural energy of a living being.
On elusolendi algne loomulik.
So our philosophy is very simple.
Et meie filosoofia on väga lihtne.
All we are saying is know who you are.
Me lihtsalt ütleme, et tea, kes sa oled.
And be who you are.
Ja ole see, kes sa oled.
Don't try to be something that you're not.
Pürit olla see, kes sa ei ole.
You simply come back to your original natural position.
Lihtsalt tule tagasi oma loomuliku positsiooni.
Servant of God.
Jumala teenur.
Then your mind will naturally adhere to Krishna's lotus feet.
Ja siis sinu mõistus lihtsalt langeb Jumala lootusjalgade ette.
24 hours a day.
24 tundi päevas.
Wherever you go,
ükskõik kus aga ei läheks.
Whomever you meet,
ükskõik keda sa ka ei kohtaks.
You will see that everything is within Krishna.
Näed sa, et kõik on Krishnas.
And Krishna is within everything.
Ja Krishna on kõiges.
So if you're not experiencing that transcendental vision now 24 hours a day,
ja kui seda transcendentaalset nägemust ei näe 24 tundi päevas,
it means there's still something there in your heart.
See tähendab, et miski on ikka seal südames sul.
Which is trying to defy the Lord.
Mis tahab eitada Jumalat.
You're trying to make yourself the Lord.
Sa tahad ise ennast hoopis Jumalaks teha.
So give it up.
Loobu sellest.
Become completely humble.
Hakka täielikult alandlikuks.
Take shelter of Krishna.
Võta varjupaika Krishna üles.
Take shelter of his bona fide representative, the spiritual master.
Võta tema esindaja, vaimse õpetaja üles varjupaika.
Give up all of your stupid so-called independence.
Ja loobu oma rumalast nii-öelda iseseisvusest.
And you will be easily absorbed in Krishna consciousness.
Ja sa oled võimeline sellisel juhul väga kergelt süvenema Krishna
consciousness. So I was using you as the example.
Ja ma kasutasin sind kui näidet.
But this applies to all living entities.
Aga see kehtib kõikide elusolendite puhul.
Especially those who have the human form.
Just, aga eriti nende puhul, kellel on inimkeha.
Anyone, if they will just realize that they have to stop defying the authority of the Supreme and surrender to him, they can become easily absorbed in Krishna consciousness.
Et igaüks, kes saab aru, et ta peab lõpetama Jumala eitamise ja lihtsalt alistama temale, see võib saa, see jõua Krishna teaduseni.
Any other questions?
Veel küsimusi?
Yes, oh, Maharaji, yeah.
Another question. Look, Krishna was standing in front of Bhishma Dev. Why so Bhishma Dev was seeing four-handed Vishnu?
Why was Bhishma Dev what?
Seeing four-handed Vishnu and not like Krishna as with two hands.
Et seal peaks olema mingisugune põhjus selle taga, et kui Krishna seisis Bhishmadeva ees, miks siis Bhishmadeva nägi Krishnat kui Vishnut neljakäelisena?
It's described here that Krishna stood before him with four hands.
Aga siin on kirjeldatud, et
why Krishna revealed himself?
Why Bhishmadeva was seeing him as Vishnu?
And miks Bhishmadeva
not nek- as Krishna with two handed from Krishna stood there, but for there's some reason maybe Lord maybe Bhishmadeva was meditating.
According to his rasa, everyone has a certain rasa relationship with Krishna.
Okay. Vastav filosoofil igaühel on erinev suhe Jumalaga.
So according to the Lord reveal himself to you according to your own particular rasa.
Nii et vastavalt sinu suhtele Jumalaga niimoodi, kui Jumal sind sulle avaldab ennast vastavalt suhtele.
You had a question.
Sulle küsimus.
Kui ta on siite loengud, ma nägin, et pikemalt aega Maharaj vaatas Jumalusi. Kas ta lihtsalt neid vaatas või ta mingid mõtted seoses sellega ka oli? Või lihtsalt ta imetas?
Eagle wants to know that when you gave the lecture, you very intensely looked the deities, and Igor wants to know, did you just look them or did you think something when you looked them?
When I look at the deities of Krishna,
kui mina vaatan Krishna jumalusi,
I don't just think I'm looking at some, you know, little statue.
Siis ma ei mõtle, et ma vaatan lihtsalt mingit väikest kujukest.
I understand that I'm looking directly at the Supreme Personality of Godhead.
Siis ma mõtlen, et ma vaatan otseselt Jumala kõrgeimat isiksust.
And his eternal consort, Srimati Radharani.
Ja tema igavest kaasas Srimati Radharanit.
And I don't just look at them.
Ja ma lihtsalt ei vaata neid.
I actually talk to them.
ma tegelikult räägin nendega.
Because their darshan is the greatest benediction, it's the greatest boon you can ever have.
Sest nende darshan on kõige suurem õnnistus, mis võib saada.
If you go to a millionaire,
ja kui sa lähen näis miljonäri juurde,
will you just look at him?
Kas sa lihtsalt vaatad teda?
No, you'll ask for some money.
Ei, sa küsid raha.
So I don't ask any material thing from the Lord.
Aga ma ei küsi Jumala käest mitte midagi materiaalselt.
But I always ask for some spiritual benedictions.
Aga ma alati küsin mõningaid vaimseid õnnistusi.
Please bless me that I can become your pure devotee.
Palun õnnista mind, et ma saaksin sinu puhteks pühendunuks.
As one advances, in, the more one advances in Krishna consciousness,
nii kuidas inimene jõuab edasi Krishna teadvuses,
the more one realizes how fallen and contaminated one actually is.
Ja edasi jõudmisega saab ta ainult rohkem ja rohkem aru, kui langenud ja kui saastunud ta tegelikult on.
It's not that the pure devotee, the pure devotee, Prabhupada told us in Boston, he said, I'm always praying to Krishna that I won't fall down.
Ja Prabhupada ütles meile Bostonis, et ma alati palvetan Krishna poole, et ma ei langeks.
So the more one advances in Krishna consciousness, the more one feels that he is in desperate need of the Lord's mercy.
Ja mida rohkem inimene jõuab edasi Krishna teadust, seda rohkem ta saab aru, et tal on aina rohkem vaja Jumala armulikust.
So when he sees the deities, he's calling out, like within his heart, he's calling out like a child to please rescue me from my fallen position in this world of birth and death.
Nii et kui ta näeb jumalusi, siis tema süda karjub ja hüüab nende järgi ja palub, et nad vabastaksid teda sünnist ja surmast.
And because the advanced devotee is always praying to Krishna for protection.
Ja kuna edasi jõudnud pühendunu alati palub Krishnalt kaitset.
He cannot be touched by the influence of the material energy.
Siis ei saa materiaalne energia teda puutuda.
So we should all strive to become pure devotees like them.
Nagu me peame kõik püüdma saama puhtaks pühendunuks.
By always calling out to the Lord from within our heart.
Ja alati hüüdma Jumala poole oma südamest.
To save us from this karma chakra.
Et ta päästes meid sellest karma chakrast.
The wheel of birth and death.
Sünni ja surma ahelst.
Next question.
Järgmine küsimus.
Yes.
How to do things in a service mood.
How to do things in a service mood.
Et kuidas teha asju pühendumuslikus meeleolus?
Well, the first thing to understand is this. There are two different moods you can engage yourself. When you're doing something, there's two ways you can do it.
Et kui sa midagi teed, on kaks võimalus, kuidas seda teha.
You can do it in a spirit of service.
Sa võid seda teha teenimise meeleolus.
Or you can do it in a spirit of enjoyment.
Või teha seda nautimise meeleolus.
The spirit of enjoyment means
nautimismeelelu tähendab
that after some time it will be unenjoyable and it will become miserable.
Et pärast mingit aega see ei ole enam nauditav ja see muutub õnnetuks.
Because that is the nature of this material world.
Sest see on tegelikult selle materiaalse maailma loomus.
It's like here in this part of the world you have the nice summer and then you have the hellish winter.
Ja näiteks selles maailma osas teil on väga tore suvi, aga ja väga karm talv.
And in Texas we have the nice winter.
Ja Texas on meil väga ilus
and the hellish summer.
Aga põrgulik suvi.
The same principle of duality.
See on sama kahesuse printsiip.
So anything you try to enjoy,
et üsik mida te ka ei üritleks nautida,
must after some time become a source of misery.
See asi, mida üritad nautida, mingi aja pärast saab hoopis kannatuse allikaks.
So by doing things not in the mood of service.
Nii et kui te teete midagi mitte teenimismeelelus.
Even if they're sweet now.
Isegi kui need on praegu väga magusad.
They will become sour and bitter.
Saavad väga hapukaks ja mõrukaks mingi aja pärast.
But if you do things in a spirit of service.
Aga kui teete teenimismeelelus midagi.
That, for example, my spiritual master ordered me to finish getting my degree.
Näiteks minu vaimne õpetaja juhendas mind või andis mulle juhendus, et ma peaksin oma kraadi saama ülikoolis.
Then it doesn't matter whether you enjoy it or you hate it.
Et see ei loe tegelikult, kas sa naudid seda või vihkad seda.
It's simply guru seva, that's all.
Et see on lihtsalt guru juhendus.
So if you do everything in the mood of Krishna seva, guru seva.
Aga te teete kõik Krishna ja Guru juhenduse kohaselt.
Then you can remain steady and happily engaged in that service.
Siis te võite selles teenimises väga püsivalt ja õnnelikult püsida.
Because your happiness is pleasing your spiritual master.
Siis teie õnnelikus rahuldab ainult õpetajat.
It's not trying to get some pleasure for yourself.
Mitte te ei üritaks saada naudingut endale.
The pleasure of giving service to your spiritual master.
Et see nauding, mida the pleasure
is the service of giving the pleasure, I mean to say, of giving service to your spiritual master.
See nauding, mida te saate oma vaimsõpetaja teenimisest.
Is transcendental pleasure.
On transcendentaalne nauding.
And therefore it can go on increasing unlimitedly forever.
Ja seega võib see igavesti piiramatult kasvada.
The pleasure we get by serving ourselves.
Et see nauding, mida me saame iseenda teenimisest.
Is material.
On materiaalne.
You may enjoy it for some time, then it becomes very unpleasant.
Te võite seda mingi aeg nautida, aga pärast saab see, muutub see väga ebameeldivaks.
So by doing things in a mood of service,
et tehes asju teenimismeeleolus,
you will enjoy ever-increasing happiness.
Naudite igavesti suurenevat õnne.
So the first thing is wanting to know how to be in a mood of service, to understand why it's for your benefit to be in a mood of service.
Kõigepealt peate aru saama, et miks on teile kasulik olla teenimismeeleolus.
This movement is not based on blind following.
Et see liikumine ei põhine pimedal järgimisel.
It is based on proper scientific and philosophical understanding.
Vaid see põhineb hoopis kindlal ja selgel filosoofilisel philosophical and filosoofilisel ja teaduslikul
So by realizing that by this mood of service is actually to your ultimate advantage.
Ja saades aru, et tegelikult see teenimismeeleolu on teie suur eelis.
You can throw yourself into it with great enthusiasm.
Võite suuri innustusega ennast sinna sisse heita.
And actually experience how sweet it really is.
Ja reaalselt kogeda, kui magus on.
Just like I have been serving Srila Prabhupada now for 35 years.
Just nagu mina olen teinud Srila Prabhupadat 35 aastat.
And it does nothing but get sweeter and sweeter and sweeter.
Ja see ei tee mitte midagi muud, kui ainult muutub magusamaks ja magusamaks.
It's not that after some time it becomes boring or dry to serve Srila Prabhupada.
See ei ole niimoodi, et pärast mingit aega Srila Prabhupada teenimine muutub selliseks kuivaks või maitsetuks.
It's ever increasingly sweet.
Vaid et see on igavesti magus.
Even though the material body is going through so many difficulties as it gets older.
Kuigi, isegi kuigi materiaalne keha muutub vanaks ja läheb, teeb läbi paljusid raskeid samme.
I'm becoming more and more happy.
Saan tegelikult mina ainult rohkem õnnelikuks.
So a devotee actually has a youthful demeanor.
Et seega tegelikult pühendel on tegelikult väga nooruslik olemas.
Even if a devotee is 80 years old.
Isegi kui pühendel on 80 aastat vana.
That devotee can serve with the enthusiasm of a young person.
Saab see pühendel on tegelikult nagu noori inimese entusiasmiga teenida.
That's how wonderful it is to be in the mood of service.
See tähendab, kui hea on olla pühendumuslikus meeleolus.
Because it places you in transcendental happiness.
Transcendentaalset õnne neis kohtades.
So we have discussed the importance of doing that. Now, what is the actual technique of how to do that? That's the other half of it.
Nii et me oleme arutanud, et mis asis on, aga nüüd räägime sellest, et kuidas seda tegelikult
reaalselt teha. We discussed it theoretically.
Me oleme seda teoreetiliselt arutanud.
But now, how do you make it a practical reality?
Ja kuidas seda teha praktiliseks reaalseks?
It's easy to talk about it, but how do you actually get in there and do it?
Et lihtne on siis rääkida, aga kuidas minna ja teha seda?
Well, it's actually very simple.
See on tegelikult väga lihtne.
Whatever instruction your spiritual master gives you, you just do it, that's all.
Ükskõik millist juhendust, kui sinu vanim õpetaja sulle ka ei annaks, sa lihtsalt teed seda.
The easiest way to be in the service mood is just, be obedient.
Nii et lihtsam viis olla teenimismeeleolus on olla lihtsalt kuulekas.
When you have an order, you do it.
Et kui sa saad käsus, sa teed seda.
Success or failure is not even an issue.
Et võit või kaotus ei ole üldse arvestatav.
As we were discussing last night.
Nagu me eile arutasime.
You simply take the order the spiritual master gave you and you carry it out. That's all.
Et lihtsalt see juhendus, mida vain õpetus landis, sa lihtsalt võtad selle ja teed selle teoks.
And by doing that, you will feel an enthusiasm.
Ja seda tehes, tunned sa innustust.
That I am pleasing my spiritual master.
Et ma rahuldan oma vaimset õpetajat.
He is casting his smiling glance upon me.
Ja ta heidab oma naeratava pilgu minu peale.
So the disciple then feels great joy and happiness in the heart, knowing that Guru Maharaj is pleased with me.
Ja siis pühendunu tunneb väga suurt rõõmu mõeldes ja teades seda, et tema Guru Maharaj on väga õnnelik sellega.
We don't do devotional service just for the sake of doing devotional service.
Et me ei tee pühendunud teenimist, ainult selle mõttega teha pühendunud teenimist.
We do devotional service for the sake of pleasing our spiritual master.
Et me teeme pühendunud teenimist selleks, et rahuldada oma vaimset õpetajat.
Sometimes people say, well, the guru is not so important, just try to do your service nicely.
Mõned inimesed ütlevad, et ei guru ei ole üldse oluline, et lihtsalt tee hästi oma pühendunud teenimist.
That's bogus philosophy, that's impersonalism.
Aga see on impersonalism.
The real fact is we engage in devotional service for the pleasure of Guru and Krishna.
Tegelik mõte on selles, et me rakendame end pühendumusliku teenimise selleks, et rahuldada.
You may be able to perform some devotional activity very expertly.
Et te võite mingisugust pühendumusliku teenimist teha väga hästi.
But unless you're pleasing your spiritual master by doing that activity,
kui sa ei rahulda oma vaimset õpetajat selle tegevusega,
You will not make any spiritual advancement.
Siis te ei jõua edasi selles vaimses arengus.
We've seen in our movement, sometimes devotees are very, very expert at making the music.
Et me oleme näinud siin oma liikumises, et mõned pühendunud väga.
They can lead incredible kirtans.
Et mõned pühendunud laulavad väga hästi, juhivad väga hästi kirtaneid.
They were expert scholars.
Nad olid nagu täiuslikud targad.
But after a few years, they left the movement.
Mõne aasta pärast nad lahkusid sellest liikumisest.
Because they weren't doing things in the mood of pleasing their spiritual master.
Siis nad ei teinud seda selles meeleolus, et rahuldada oma vaimset õpetajat.
They weren't in the mood of service.
Nad ei olnud teenimis meeleolus.
They were in the mood of enjoying that activity for itself or for the prestige it gave them.
Nad lihtsalt nautisid seda selle mõttes, mida see neile annab või mida see võib neile nagu head teha.
So we have to always do things in the mood of pleasing our spiritual master.
Ja me peame alati tegema kõike selles meeleolus, et rahuldada oma vaimset õpetajat.
We have to understand how much my spiritual master loves me.
Me peame aru saama, kui palju minu vaimne õpetaja tegelikult mind armastab.
So I must reciprocate his love.
Ja ma pean vastama tema armastusele.
By giving him my love.
Andes talle oma armastust.
Love is not something theoretical.
Armastus ei ole midagi teoreetilist.
Love is practical.
Armastus on praktiline.
If you love someone, then you will do everything that you possibly can to please them.
Kui sa tõesti kedagi armastad, siis sa teed kõik, mis on võimalik, et
with your every thought, with your every thought,
oma iga mõttega,
your every word,
oma iga sõnaga,
and your every deed,
iga teoga,
in every time,
iga kord,
every place,
igas kohas,
and every situation,
igas olukorras.
So the simple one word answer for your question of how to be in a service mood is simply love.
Nii et ühesõnaline vastus sinu küsimusele, kuidas olla teenimislikus teenimismeeleolus on armastus.
That's the shortened form of the answer. I gave you a 10-minute lecture, but actually if you want to summarize it in one word, just remember love.
Ma andsin 10 minutilise loengu, aga kui sa tahad seda ühesõnaga, siis see on lihtsalt armastus.
All boiled down to that.
Ja, kõik on armastus.
Next question.
Järgmine küsimus.
So actually time is running a little. We'll cut it here so we can continue more. So we thank you all very much. Gantaraj Srimad Bhagavatam ki jai. Srila Prabhupada ki jai.